AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic take on Sporting in a friendly tonight as Shin Yamada says his goodbyes before flying to Scotland to join Brendan Rodgers' side. Danilo gets a goal and three assists as Rangers beat Dunfermline behind closed doors, and Kilmarnock face Livingston in the Premier Sports Cup tonight after wins for the likes of Motherwell, St Mirren and Hearts last night. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Scott Allen. Plenty of transfers still sort of waiting to take place. Rangers have that big Champions League qualifier next week, as do a couple of other Scottish club. Premier Sports Cup on the go at the moment. Still a busy time, Scottish football.
Yeah, it actually has been the last few weeks. So obviously the Premier Sports Cup kicking off has obviously give us a bit of a viewing for how teams could potentially look come the season. Rangers, not so much maybe you'd expect them to have a bigger friendly to get them ready for the task of Panathinaikos, but I still expect there still to be a few signings before that game. And Celtic, obviously we're hearing about Yamada coming from Japan, so it'll be interesting to see what that'll look like and how he will set up in that Celtic side.
Yeah, Celtic have that friendly tonight against Sporting. I'm sure Celtic fans out there will be looking forward to maybe just seeing some of the names that haven't featured as much in pre-season, some of the internationals or the bigger names that have been eased into things so far.
Yeah, well, the players have played the most games throughout the season, so you want to give them as much rest as possible before getting them back into the swing of things. So Celtic fans will get a chance to see them alongside some of the new signings. So listen, all we play for both teams instead in terms of getting ready for the start of the season. But Rangers are that game against Panathinaikos, and it's coming thick and fast.
Yeah, very fast indeed. You look at tomorrow, which Rangers is the first kind of deadline for European registration. They need to get the first batch of players in tomorrow. Yeah. I think they can maybe make one or two changes up to 24 hours before the game, but it's not far away. Would you expect there to be any more business done by Rangers before that deadline tomorrow?
I think there might be. There might just be. I still think there's a few areas where they would like to strengthen. Yes, in terms of how early the tie comes along, it doesn't always give you that luxury to get the players in at the time you need. But for me, I think Rangers still need to strengthen in some areas.
And we mentioned the Premier Sports Cup. You had your own involvement in your new role at East Kilbride.
Yes.
Last night, a good win for your side. You must be delighted with that.
It was a great win, actually, Andrew. obviously, taking the lead, then going to 2-1 down, and then the boy John Robertson hitting the hat-trick and giving us a 4-2 victory. So a fantastic performance, and I'm really looking forward to it and really looking and enjoying it at this moment in time.
Well, let's hear from you. 0141-951-1025 on the phones. Maybe you were at one of the Premier Sports Cup games last night and you want to give us the early thoughts of what your team are looking like this season. We want to hear from you. Maybe Motherwell fans, St Mirren fans, Hearts fans, or fans of any other club. We'd like to hear from you. Maybe you are a Kilmarnock fan that is going to that game against Livingston tonight and want to preview that match. We'd like to hear from you as well. 0141-951-1025. And what about Celtic and Rangers? Celtic with that friendly against Sporting tonight. I think we'll probably get the team news in the next 10 minutes or so. So Celtic fans, are there any players in particular that you'd like to see get a run out? Where is Brendan Rodgers' squad maybe a bit more bare? Where does he need to add ahead of the start of the new league campaign? Shin Yamada looks as if he's going to come in. Said goodbye to the Kawasaki Frontale fans today before jetting into Scotland. Is that a signing that you're looking forward to? Do you think he could play a big role at the club this season? And Rangers fans interested in the reports of that behind closed door friendly last night against Dunfermline, a 4-1 win. Danilo playing a starring role, one goal and three assists. Is he someone that could be a surprise package this season? Could Russell Martin get the best out of him if he's able to keep him fit? A goal for Kieran Dowell as well, who also looks as if he's being used quite a bit by Russell Martin. So what do you think about those two players? Could they have a big part to play this campaign? 0141 951 1025. We'll start by taking a look at Celtic. That friendly tonight, Shin Yamada hasn't officially been signed by Celtic yet. He's still over in Japan, going to make his way over, I think around £1.5 million, but at least there's, you know, evidence now that that move is going ahead, because it's been talked about for quite a bit, but his club, Kawasaki Frontale, now confirming that he's going in, so that'll be another option in the front line for Celtic.
Yeah, I think it's a position where a lot of Celtic fans would want to see someone come in. Obviously, there was a lot of talk of it when Kyogo left. In terms of Yamada, I think this season it was 2 goals in 20, but the previous season he got 19 goals, so it'll be interesting to see how Brendan Rodgers fits him into this Celtic side. Will he be one who's going to affect the game from the bench, or one who Rodgers thinks can lead the line?
Because certainly, I mean, Celtic have done so much scouting of the J-League over the past few years. They've had some that have not only worked but been absolutely fantastic. Some that maybe haven't worked out so well. But because they've done that scouting, they'll know what to look for. They'll know exactly, you know, what teams will have players that could be a success, exactly what attributes kind of maybe work in the J-League that will transfer well over to the Scottish Premiership.
Yeah, well, it's a market that Celtic have used to their advantage. Some of the players, obviously Kyogo, Maeda, Hatate, have all been absolutely fantastic. And I think similar to what we spoke about last week in terms of the trust that Celtic fans put in the recruitment team, you would like to think he's going to be a player who can come and make a real difference in Scotland.
Would you expect that? I mean, I think he is more of a central striker, an out-and-out striker. Would you still expect Brendan Rodgers, Celtic, to be in the market for another striker on top of that? Because numbers would maybe suggest not, with Adam Ida in there, Johnny Kenny's in there, Callum Osmond has come in from Fulham as well, looks as if he's going to be part of the first team set-up. Dyson Maeda was obviously, you know, Celtic star player through the middle last season.
That's the big question, Andrew, is where does Maeda start the season? Will he be through the middle, or will he be out wide? For me, listen, I think it's always a credit when you've got a player who can play both positions, but I feel a lot of Celtic fans would prefer him in the wide area. I might be wrong if callers want to phone in and maybe argue that point, so be it. But I think Brendan Rodgers likes his work up and down the pitch, and the energy in terms of setting the press for Celtic. So you would think if they're spending $1.5 million, you spoke about the cover that they have there, that would maybe be it for that position. But listen, time will tell.
I suppose it depends as well. You know, the likes of Johnny Kenny potentially could go out on loan. I think
would
Celtic
expect
were,
that. Yeah, I would expect that. So? I would expect Johnny Kenny to go out on loan. I think in terms of him, his previous loan at Shamrock Rovers, he proved that he could score in terms of European competition. Probably, if you're a player and you're a striker and you're young and you're trying to make an impact, you would want more minutes in terms of in the Celtic side. So for me, I would expect him to go out on loan.
Well, Celtic fans, any thoughts ahead of that friendly tonight? Or maybe you want to talk about Shin Yamada, any other business, give us a call, 0141 951 1025. Expecting that Celtic team news any minute now. Maybe it could be in the next 15 minutes or so. So we will wait and see on that one. But get your calls in, 0141 951 1025. If we take a look at Rangers as well, we talked about, you know, that friendly very briefly against Dunfermline. The reports of Danilo playing a starring role, that will certainly be an interesting one for Rangers fans, because he's been at Rangers for a couple of years, never really been able to show his best at all, a lot of that down to injuries, came with a big price tag as well. With a new manager, would you think that could come with fresh hope for him?
Yeah, but definitely a believer in a manager can kind of change your fortune in terms of your performances, and having a system that suits a certain type of profile of player, that ultimately it's going to be down how can they keep him fit, how can they avoid injury, and at the same time, some of the injuries weren't his fault, they were just unfortunate accidents in the game. I remember him taking a real bad one, I think it was in the cheek, yeah. Remember, so listen, it's a positive. Pre-season is one of the times of the year for a football player where you can really get a bit of confidence behind you, and it looks like he's having an impact already.
Well, Rangers fans, any thoughts on that? 0141 951 1025. Let's speak to Kenny, who is a Celtic fan in Yoker. Kenny, how are you? Have we got you, Kenny?
Yeah, you've got me. How are you? You okay?
All good. Yourself? What are you thinking tonight?
I just said to the guy there, I don't understand in regards to Rangers' opposition. I mean, I'm not really... I've been listening to listener every night, but I'm just... It's not so much the amount of games for me, it's the level of opposition that they're playing, no disrespect. But... And you've got Celtic who are playing Sport Lisbon tonight, and it just seems to me it's back to front. Like, the team that we're playing tonight should be the level of opposition that Rangers have got in a friendly, knowing what they've got next week. So, as I say, I just don't understand where the viewpoint is at Rangers. Whoever makes the decisions about the friendlies and blah, 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 I just don't get it. And if it was my club, I would be asking serious questions as to why we're playing Dunfermline before, you know, before our Champions League qualifier, which is massive for Rangers. Absolutely massive that they get through that game.
Yeah, what do you think Russell Martin's, you know, plan of attack is when it comes to, you know, friendly matches and preparation? Because it's been brought up in the show the last couple of nights. Yeah. Rangers, of course, had that friendly against Club Bruges. Everything else has been behind closed doors. I think there was a game against the Welsh side TNS, Barnsley down at St George's Park, reports of Dunfermline last night. Are you surprised that, you know, with this game against Panathinaikos less than a week away, that there hasn't been, whether it's, you know, higher profile friendlies, more games in front of bigger crowds?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not. I think in terms of the opposition, you've had your Bruges. You would maybe have done your Bruges last night, and that would have been your preparation. Had your Barnsley Dunfermline maybe at the start of pre-season. The only real kind of thought I have on it, and maybe he is doing, is he's trying to implement a certain message in terms of style of play, and he maybe feels playing against a certain level of opposition that gives him the best chance to do that.
I will just say, I think we are having issues with the sound on the live stream, so we'll apologise for that, and it is being worked on. Hopefully that will be fixed quite soon. Kenny, just to take a look, you're quite, you know, happy with Celtic's preparations then, because it's not only Sporting, but there's Newcastle to come, there's that Como Cup that the likes of Ajax are involved in. Are you feeling quite confident about Celtic's preparations and what's to come?
Yeah, I like the preparations that we're getting. Yeah, I like the teams that we're up against. They're going to show good quality. You know, that's my point. It's going to put us in good stead to when we're going to these bigger teams, so-called bigger teams. We know what to look for. Obviously, you're not going to all changes on the night, but at least with pre-season, you get an idea of what you're going to come up against. Just to go back to Scott's point, and congratulations on the job, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say, I understand about maybe Russell Martin's wanting to do, you know, have a look against, I don't want to say easier teams, because that's disrespectful, but you catch my drift, to see style of play, it'll be easier for the players to adapt to style of play if he's playing against not a very good opposition. I get that. But again, he's going to have to use that sequence and that technique only next Thursday against a well-known.
We'll try and clear up Kenny's line, because it's a bit dodgy there. He did say next Thursday. It's next Tuesday, actually, so it's even sooner than that. Just in terms of your playing days, Scott, have you had that before with pre-seasons, where you've maybe gone into them and felt that, you know, the level of pre-season games hasn't quite been what you expected, or is it mainly sort of followed what you would have thought, and you've always gone in kind of ready for the season ahead?
Yeah, it usually starts off easing your way in, and then the last team that you usually play before the real competitive games kicks off, you play a good level of opposition. That's across the board, and I played for a lot of teams, by the way, so I've experienced that quite a bit. So yeah, it is a strange one. I can only imagine it's because of the things he's trying to implement. But when you, like you say, it's next Tuesday, and it's such an important game, so you would want to expect a good Rangers performance. If not, then guys are going to, fans are going to bring up the pre-season. It's a natural thing. So you'd be looking forward to seeing how Rangers prepare and how they actually turn up on the night at, next Tuesday because of the pre-season.
There is every chance that Rangers may have, you know, another behind closed door friendly against a top opposition before Tuesday. But would that be quite a bit on the workload to have, you know, that game last night and then another one in the lead up to Tuesday? Or do you think that could well be a possibility? Would you expect that there would be another game
there? I wouldn't expect so. I think obviously getting into such an important tie, I think that gives you that week that most managers want to prepare properly, and there's a lot of work to be done in terms of, especially as you're a new manager with new players, trying to integrate them into the squad and as a whole, a new system, because that's what Russell Martin's trying to implement here.
Celtic with that friendly against Sporting tonight. They have just tweeted out the starting lineup, and it is going to be a strong team. from Brendan Rodgers tonight. Kasper Schmeichel in goal for that one. Anthony Ralston, Dane Murray, Liam Scales and Kieran Tierney are the back four. Interesting in midfield because Callum McGregor plays as always, because Callum McGregor plays all the time. Rio Hatate, but it looks as if Benjamin Nygren is going to be in that midfield three. And there was a lot of debate, you know, certainly discussion about whether he was coming in as a winger or more of a central player. Looks as if he's been used in that midfield three today. And then it's James Forrest, Daizen Maeda with Adam Ida through the middle.
Yeah, well, Brendan Rodgers must have seen something in him in training where he thinks he might work that number eight position well for Celtic. Listen, for me, looking at Celtic in the midfield area, I think you've really seen the loss of Hatate in terms of the Scottish Cup final and that creativity. So it'll be an interesting one to see Benjamin Nygren tonight in terms of what he offers Celtic as an attacking threat.
Yeah, just taking a look at the bench as well. Sinisalo, Doohan, Clark, Rice, Trusty, Yang, McCowan, Osman, Tilio, Kenny, Inamura, Engels, Summers, Montgomery, McPherson, Ewer, McArdle, Donovan and Ezeguzo. So quite a few options from the bench for Brendan Rodgers. Kenny, is that a lineup that you're looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, I want to see Nygren. Obviously, you get on social media, you get all the best 5 minutes of his life on YouTube. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really want to go into look at too much on that. I would rather see him play myself and see how the rest of the team. I'd like to see the Japanese boy as well getting on.
Inamura.
Yes, I'd like to see him getting on. Just basically, as what I was saying before, is what friendlies are for, is to have a look. But I just want to ask one thing before I go. Is it Russell Martin's decision on who the preseason friendlies are against, or is it a club level?
What would you think? Do you think it differs club to club if he's, you know, new in the door? Would there have been, you know, games set up already? Or do you think that's a decision that's made between, you know, executives and the coaching staff, and they kind of decide exactly what level they want to play against, and then it also comes down to who's available, I suppose, as well?
I think these friendlies maybe looking at it were done before Russell Martin came in, considering it wasn't, as soon as the season finished, it wasn't announced that he was taking over straight away. So for me, I think a wee bit of both. The Barnsley one down at St George's Park looks to me like a Russell Martin friendly club bruise that could have been done in terms of a Philippe Clement, obviously with a Belgium connection. So listen, it is going to be a talking point, no question. But listen, if Rangers turn up next Tuesday and put on a fantastic performance, we'll say it was a great pre-season.
Well, thank you to Kenny. Any more thoughts on that or anything else, give us a call, 01419511025. Celtic fans, maybe you are looking ahead to that friendly against Sporting, or looking at that Shin Yamada signing that looks as if it's going to go through in the next week or so. Rangers fans, what about those reports of that friendly last night? Danilo playing a starring role against Dunfermline, got a goal, 3 assists. Is he someone you could see being a big contributor this season, along with Kieran Dowell, who also scored as well? We're going to take a look at last night's Premier Sports Cup action and the game tonight between Kilmarnock and Livingston, but we're going to play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Scott Allen is still protecting this 100% record at Beat the Pundit. We've not got long left of the summer shows as well, so there's a decent chance. I'm just piling the pressure on you here. There's a decent chance you could finish with a 100% record across the summer.
Is anybody else on 100%?
Actually, quite a few. So it doesn't look as impressive when I say that Roger, Ross, Marvin, Simon and Jim have all got 100% records. But you know what? It's still a 100% record. If you think you can beat Scott Allen at Beat the Pundit, ring 01419511025 now.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Scott Allen here with me, Andrew McLean. I do think the sound is maybe still not working on the live stream. We are getting that fixed, but I believe we are loud and clear on the radio, which is always good. Right, we will take your calls, 01419511025, after Beat the Pundit. But Celtic fans, that friendly against Sporting tonight, what do you make of that starting lineup? Who are you looking forward to seeing? What about the imminent signing of Shin Yamada after him leaving Japan, saying goodbye to the Kawasaki Frontale fans and his teammates as well? Rangers fans, how are you feeling about preparations for that game against Panathinaikos, which is less than a week away now? We're going to take a look at the Premier Sports Cup games as well, but let's do this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Fraser is in Uddingston. Fraser, how do you fancy your chances against Scott Allen?
I'm not sure. I've never done it before, but I'll give it a bash.
What made you phone in tonight? What did you think tonight was the night to do it?
I was just listening to the show, as always, making the dinner, and I said to my wife, I said, I think I'll give this a go.
I like it. How do you normally get on when you're playing along at home?
Not too bad, actually. But not great. Sometimes not great.
Oh, well, Scott Allen has been on good form recently over the summer. He's got a 100% record. Let's see if he can keep that going. We'll put some Greatest Hits radio in his headphones so he cannot hear us. Fraser, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well to save yourself a bit of time if you're struggling on any questions. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Right, let's do it. Which Scotland international is Aston Villa captain?
John McGinn.
Rangers signed Hamza Egerman from a club from which country?
Morocco.
In what year did Brendan Rodgers return to Celtic?
2021.
True or false, Queen's Park have a spider on their badge?
Pass.
How many teams are in the Scottish Championship?
11.
Who was the last Scotland men's manager to defeat England? Go on, take a stab at it, Fraser.
I'm stumped. I can't remember who was before Steve Clark.
Right. We will bring Scott Allen back in. Can you hear us, Scott?
Fraser, get a minute there.
Oh, we're just having a nice discussion. Okay. That's all.
Not a problem.
Just making new friends. 30 seconds on the clock for Scott Allen. Let's do it. Which Scotland international is Aston Villa captain?
John McGinn.
Rangers signed Hamza Egerman from a club in which country?
Morocco.
In what year did Brendan Rodgers return to Celtic?
2023.
True or false, Queen's Park have a spider on their badge?
No.
How many teams are in the Scottish Championship?
10.
Who was the last Scotland men's manager to defeat England?
Pass.
Willie Pettigrew scored 80 goals for which current Premiership team?
Motherwell.
How do you think it went, Fraser?
I've been beat, for sure.
He feels confident about being beaten. Let's see if that was the case. Which Scotland international is Aston Villa captain? Easy start, I would say, for both of you. 1-1, you both went for John McGinn. Rangers signed Hamza Egerman from a club in which country? You both said Morocco. You both got it correct. 2-2, a good start for both of you. In what year did Brendan Rodgers return to Celtic? It was 2023. Scott Allen got it. Fraser didn't. So it's 3-2 to Scott Allen. True or false, Queen's Park have a spider on their badge? See, this is where Fraser's inexperience showed, because he passed on a true or false question. Fraser, it's a 50-50. You just need to go for one of them. And then you just had some sort of meltdown there where you said no and then yes, which is neither of those were the options. But I'll take no as false, which was your first answer, which is actually correct. Yeah, it was a bit of a trick because obviously they're known as the Spiders, but there is no spider on the Queen's Park badge. That. So somehow after that, Scott Allen gets a point and pulls further away. 4-2. How many teams are in the Scottish Championship? Fraser went for 11. Scott went for 10. So it goes 5-2. To Scott Allen. Who was the last Scotland men's manager to defeat England? This was the one that
Don Hutchison scored.
Yep.
I see that went to Don Hutchison.
Craig Brown. Correct. Yeah. So yes, it is Craig Brown. But Fraser didn't get it at the time because he couldn't remember. He just threw Steve Clark out there. So it remains 5-2 to Scott Allen. And you got one more question in as well. Willie Pettigrew scored 80 goals for which current Premiership team? Good knowledge from you. It is Motherwell. So that is a 6-2 win for Scott Allen. Unlucky Fraser. Never easy on your first time, though.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, well, hopefully he gets a good dinner anyway.
that's the most important thing.
Thank you to Fraser for getting involved. We'll be back with Beat the Pundit same time tomorrow night. I think the sound is back on the live stream, so if you normally listen on that, then you can go and check that out. And in the meantime, we will speak to Graham, who is a Rangers fan. Graham, what's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, panel?
Oh, good.
How you doing, Graham?
I was just having a nice wee relaxed journey home. And I heard the first caller on regarding the friendlies that Rangers were having. I hate to say it, but I agree with him, the Celtic fan. Friendlies have been atrocious, atrociously put together. And the first comment when I actually heard the panel say Danilo and Kieran Dowell have played starring roles in this pre-season friendlies, well, we're in trouble if you're going to hang your hat in our season when Danilo and Kieran Dowell.
Do you not feel that, you know, with a new manager, they could maybe have, you know, a real refresh and could be key players this season, or just based on what you've seen over the last couple of seasons from them, that they're not the answers?
Andrew, I'm going to be brutally honest here, right? Paul Daniels couldn't work his magic in me too.
How do you look at it from the perspective of Danilo and Kieran Dowell? Because Kieran Dowell, you know, has been available and has played football, but kind of dropped out of things, not been a key player. Had a good loan spell at Birmingham, by all accounts, Scott, last season. Danilo has scored goals when he's played, but hasn't played all that much and has been forced to be a bit part player at times. You know, do you think it's possible for the two of them to have a revival under Russell Martin?
I think there's more chance of a revival for Danilo just in terms he's a striker, and he hasn't had a lot of minutes over the last two seasons, but he had scored the odd goal. I know we're taking account of performance obviously last night against Dunfermline, and by all accounts it wasn't exactly Dunfermline's strongest team. There's a lot of young players playing in that game, so you can only there's not much you can actually take from that in terms of looking to the season ahead, because you'll be playing against a much stronger opposition. But for me, I think I've got to agree with a lot of what Graham says there. I think Rangers, in terms of how they were looking with Russell Martin coming in, the new board coming in, I think you've got to be looking for better. Not, these guys have had opportunities, they've not exactly taken them. So for me, I think you've got every right to ask the question that Rangers should be looking for better.
If Rangers go into that game against Panathinaikos on Tuesday, Graham, and Danilo and Kieran Dowell are in the starting lineup, would that not fill you with any hope at all?
Me and 49,500 fans, I think. That's when you look across the city, and there's rumours, the rumour mill's doing Odison Edward coming back to Celtic. Aye, some of the fans don't want him because he's lazy in that. Proven goal scorer up here. We're in trouble if they get Odison Edward back and we don't sign any quality. Danilo and Kieran Dowell, as Scott said, they're tried and tested. Failed. No good enough for Rangers.
When you look at Danilo and Kieran Dowell, they have played a big part in pre-season, whereas other players maybe haven't. You look at Cyril Dessers and Hamza Egerman, there's been a lot of noise surrounding them. They came into pre-season later than the rest of the team, so I think they'd, you know, not taken part in full training as much as Danilo and Dowell, and the same for the games.
So have they played in any of the games?
Not sure. I certainly weren't for the Bruges game, and then the Barnsley game and the Dunfermline game, not 100% sure, but certainly Dowell and Danilo started the game by all accounts last night. Do you think how much of that is a factor when Russell Martin's choosing his team next Tuesday? Guys who are, if he's got this distinct style of play, and you know, if the training has been intense, he's been running these guys into the ground to make sure that they're fit enough to play his system. Is it more likely that they're going to play than guys who have proven themselves prior to him coming in but haven't actually been as involved in pre-season?
Yeah, that would be the concern, I think, for Rangers fans. I think that they haven't played enough games. That would be, you ask anybody across football, there's a way you do pre-season, you start up your 45 minutes, then you build into your 90-minute games. I think, by all accounts, they too haven't done that. So, looking at it right now, I would not be surprised if Danilo starts next week.
In terms of the areas that Rangers need to strengthen, Graham, where do you see are the priorities for Russell Martin now?
The centre-half that they've brought in, and Cassini, they do look really quality. But Tessard needs a horn up front. We need a couple of wide players. As long as we keep Raskin, I think he's got a big part to play this year. But as the two you said there, these names that we really want to be playing next week, because we really need next week, obviously, for the money, and the week after. But if they've not been playing, is that telling you they're match fit? They're ready to go? And we're hanging our hat in our full, maybe in our full season. It'd be an end all as a league, obviously. to get to the Champions League. But if we're hanging our hat on Danilo and Kieran Dowell next week and the rest of the, maybe the rest of the season, we're in trouble.
Well, thank you to Graham. 01419511025. Tom is a Rangers fan in Gourock. Tom, do you agree or disagree with what you've been hearing?
Oh, totally disagree. Good evening, the cup panel. Good evening, Andrew. Good evening, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Got you. Yep.
Yeah, we got you, Tom.
Right. Good result for yourself last night, Scott. Well done.
Magic. Thank you.
Cheers. No, I totally disagree. I was speaking to the producer there, and I cannot believe, listening to the programme or anything, I think it's a great programme, the amount of Celtic supporters are actually phone up. I don't know if they're just running scared or that it's the level of opposition we're playing. You know, I take friendlies. I know you played the game, Scott. I take friendlies basically with a pinch of salt. I think Russell Martin's made a good few signings, and I think even the last call of the Rangers fan, calm down, calm your nerves. You know, there's not been a ball kicked yet. What I've seen, as I say to the producer, I watched the Barnsley game. I don't know if any yourself, Andrew or Scott, managed to see any clips of it. Their goalkeeper, you know, it was three heading on, probably 4-1. You know, it never gets slated for that. It's a game of football played at weekend where it was probably played in 30 degrees heat as well. Yeah. You know, so. But what my main point was is Russell Martin didn't come in to sign with Glasgow Rangers towards the. It was late on. And now these, again, the Bruges game was probably set up, I think you touched on it, Scott, when Clement was there. These friendly games are higher level games, let's put it that way, are normally dealt with months in advance for the likes of travelling, hotels, booking hotels, and to get a club of the choice. So they just don't happen overnight, you know. And yeah, you would like to see a wee bit more, but having the fact he came in late, we're having to have a clear out because there's some dead wood in there. I mean,
I think, Tommy, there's a lot you touch on there which is true. I think Russell Martin coming into the job, not everything's ideal preparation for a game of this magnitude. I think that type of game as well comes an enormous pressure for someone coming into a job that's so much of asked of you. So for that to be your first game and that to be your pre-season, it wouldn't be ideal for any manager across the game. They would want a lot better pre-season in terms of function, in terms of getting players fit. From the outside looking in, if you were to ask Russell Martin, has this been a good pre-season setup to then play a team like Panathinaikos, he would probably say it hasn't been. But I think you touched on the fact he wasn't announced straight away. You're now looking at Dessers and Iggeman potentially only playing 45 minutes of football, because if they missed out in the first three friendlies, naturally you get eased in with just 45 minutes and then on to 90. So could you turn around and say they were match fit for a game of such importance for Rangers? The answer would be no around the game for people who'd played in, whether that was managers, sports scientists, they would want to, because they've got a duty of care in terms of managing their injuries and the injury risk, which is obviously it's been well spoke of at Rangers over the last few years. So all day factors kind of come into it. The positive I can see in terms of signings come in terms of Asgard, and one of my close friends, Cal Naismith, who played with him at Luton last year, he's been singing his praises for the last year. He thinks he's a fantastic signing for Rangers, so I'm really excited to see how he's going to develop it under Russell Martin. So ultimately for me, it might not be the same for you, Tom. I don't think it's ideal preparation for a Champions League qualifier. But like you said, the ball hasn't been kicked yet and there's still a lot of movement to be done before then and out at Rangers Football Club.
Scott touches on that, you know, signing of Tello Asgard. You look at some of the other guys as well, Tom, that have been brought in that have, you know, been involved in the friendlies, Joe Rothwell, Max Ahrens, Nasser Jigga. Does that give you confidence that there are, you know, new guys in there who have been involved, obviously signed to suit Russell Martin's style of play that should be ready to go for Tuesday?
Yes, it does. It does, Andrew. I mean, just to go back to Scott, I know. I mean, it's not ideal as ideal goes, but you've got to take a lot of things into what's happened.
Yep.
you know, the time he gets signed, etc., bringing players in. But, you know, take the Club Brugge game for a start, you know. And OK, you're 2-0 down. But to me, Russell Martin's going, like, I've never rated proper as a centre-half. And he was found out. And the boy, Liam King, I'm surprised that that boy's actually still there. You know, no harm to the boy, but he's not Rangers type a player that we're looking for as a centre half. No harm to the boy, and they were caught out. Now Russell Martin to me has set them out and says, right, let's see what they've got, what they're made of. And obviously you're 2-0 down, they were caught cold. And it just proved a point to him, because, well, I don't think they'll ever kick in a ball for Rangers. Then, obviously, the second half. Now, Club Brugge, they're a good team.
They're a really good side.
You would know that.
Yeah.
And to come draw then, you know, especially that young boy, Curtis Finlay, coming on. OK, it was towards the end, but there you go.
He started the game, didn't he, Finlay? Curtis, I'm sure.
I watched the Brugge game. I thought he was a real positive in terms of done the work that was asked of him. Looked a threat on the break, got real pace. Oh, by all accounts, he scored a lot of goals coming through the academy. So he would be a positive from a Rangers point of view. Whether we see a lot of him come the season starting, will be up to Russell Martin. But listen, I agree with Dom. Club Brugge are a fantastic side. There's no getting away from that. Good setup off the ball and some real quality within their side in terms of creating and scoring goals. So
you'd also expect as well that, you know, despite the fact that some people are saying there haven't been as, you know, high profile friendly since then, that there's probably not loads you can read into from that game, because even in the time frame of when that game took place and now and then to next Tuesday, so much has changed at Rangers. Tom was talking about, you know, Proper and King, they're not going to start in that game. The players will have had, you know, a couple more weeks to...
Most players haven't got a benefit out of the game being that early on in pre-season.
Yeah.
That's I think that's where the problem lies in terms of how the pre-season's been structured. If that game was at the weekend there, and you know Panathinaikos is coming next, and Russell Martin's looking at what's my strongest team going to be for Panathinaikos, we're going to work this, we've got new guys in. Yet that, I think that's where all the problems lie in terms of how Rangers have structured this pre-season.
Well, thank you to Tom. If you want to add to that, 01419511025. Celtic fans, you've got that friendly against Sporting tonight. We'll take any thoughts on that, and we'll take a look at the Premier Sports Cup results last night. A big game as well between Kilmarnock and Livingston tonight. 01419511025. While you get your calls in, let me tell you about this. Clyde One. Because in a matter of days, you could win life-changing money. Get in the draw now as the prize is a massive £543,000. To get 100 entries into the draw, text BANK to 61025. Text are £2 plus your standard network rate. Or for one entry, text YES to 61025. Text are £250 plus your standard network rate. Or you can call 03434 269340. Calls charged at the standard rate as well. It's over 18s only. Online entry and all the rules for this Rail Network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Lines close at 5 o'clock on Friday, and if you get the call, just answer your phone and £543,000 will be yours, paid straight into your bank account in time for the weekend. So for your chance to win £543,000, text YES to 61025 now.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Scott Allen in the studio with me, Andrew McLean. There's one Premier Sports Cup game, I should say, tonight. There were 15 last night. We'll take a quick look at the results of those in a second. I've seen the Kilmarnock starting lineup that is out for their game against Livingston tonight. It is Stryek in goal, Brannan, Mayo, Stanger and Dees at the back, Watson, Lyons, Polworth and McGuinness with Daniels and Dakers up top. Looking forward to seeing the big boy Marcus Dakers, 6'7" up front for Kilmarnock. We'll see how he fares this season. Always interesting to see someone that's just physically got something, you know, a bit different about them.
Yeah, listen, I'll maybe go towards the purest footballers, to be fair, Andrew. But listen, if he's effective, he's effective, and they won't be complaining if he does well. So not for everyone, but listen, as I say, I'm more of a purist.
Yeah, Stuart Kettlewell, his first competitive game at Rugby Park, of course, got that win against Brora Rangers at the weekend. I think it's always big, you know, that first home game. You see Jens Bertolascu had that last night for Motherwell, ended up having to get a late winner for them. This will be a big one for Stuart Kettlewell, just wanting to show the home supporters. I know they had that testimonial for Rory McKenzie, 4,500 fans at Rugby Park for that. But first competitive game, so I want to set his stall out and show the fans what they should expect this season.
Yeah, the Kilmarnock fans obviously want to get down, and if they're watching on the TV, they'll expect to see something a wee bit different, obviously, with them coming into the club. They'll expect to see a bit of positivity in terms of on the ball, trying to create chances, but at the same time, they're up against a tough side in Livingston. Obviously, David Martindale, we've got Big Marv in there now. They'll be looking to go and produce a performance as well, because I think both teams have won the first game. So, listen, all to play for.
Yeah, just speaking to Stuart Kettlewell yesterday, he was talking about Livingston just maybe being a bit of a different prospect now than they were last time they were in the top flight. He said that, you know, having watched them in the Championship, he feels that, you know, not only can they sort of get involved in the physical side of things, that they've got a lot of sort of ball players and can do that side of the game as well, expects that they can sort of, whatever the game style is, that they'll be able to compete.
Yeah, and I think as a manager and a coaching staff, you would like to be a team who is adaptable depending on what type of side you are playing. That was probably the biggest thing for me last year. Livingston was not the Livingston we've seen in the Premiership. We've seen them looking to control the game and create chances, and they did that, and they were unfortunate not to pick Falk at the end for the title. They kept plugging away. So I think there will be a different prospect, but listen, we'll see tonight. It's a tough game for both teams.
Let's speak to James, who's a Rangers fan in Drumchapel. James, we've heard both sides of it from Rangers fans tonight. Are you feeling quite positive about things going forward, or the other side of it?
Well, I was until I heard the two Rangers fans absolutely ripping the team apart. You know, I mean, the season's not even kicked off yet, and we've already got players written off. Now, for me, yes, Kieran Dowell's no set the heather on fire at Ibrox, of course he's not. But he was getting rave reviews last year when he went down to Birmingham, and the Birmingham fans were talking him up, him and Ben Davies. Danilo has looked a quality goal scorer when he's had the minutes on the park. Yes, he's not played as many minutes as we probably want him to play, but for me, I think it's about let's give Russell Martin time to get in and set his stall out. We've already written this season off already, and it's just absolutely annoying me that it just some Rangers fans are, oh, we've got how many team. Let's no faith. Let's time it, guys. Some players will perform better under certain managers when they've got a certain role to play. And I heard them talking about Nico Raskin, saying that we're going to see the best of Nico Raskin this year because he's not going to have as much empty day. So for me, let's just, you know, give the guy, you know, time to set his stall out, and then let's see what Russell Martin can do for Rangers.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how he uses certain players. I saw that clip of him talking about Raskin and essentially said that less is more when it comes to getting the best out of him. He maybe felt that he was having to do too much, had too much responsibility last season, and that if they can focus on, you know, maybe getting him to do less, but the more productive side of things, it would bring out the best of him.
Yeah, I think he's obviously referring to having a better structure in place than the previous two Rangers managers last season, which would then allow him to go maybe be more creative and less kind of combative in terms of the amount of ground he had to cover in certain games, because guys were out of position or maybe not doing the work rate that he was, it was for all to see. But at the same time, that's part of the reason why a lot of Rangers fans rate him so highly. I think the Danilo one, obviously I touched on myself in terms of the minutes to goals ratio, probably at Rangers is of decent standard. I just feel the Kieran Dowell one, yes, he done well at Birmingham, but the pressure at Birmingham compared to the pressure at Rangers is two completely different things. That would be my only question mark over him.
In terms of, you know, James talking about time and a clean slate, Russell Martin is a new manager in there. Some people will give him time, some people won't. When there are players that have, you know, previous spells at club, is it harder for them to get time from supporters because, you know, people have those opinions already? So if people have a negative opinion of Kieran Dowell going into this season, then he's not going to get much time to prove himself on Tuesday night, is he, if he's in the starting lineup?
Ultimately, as a player, the way to change fans' minds is performances. That's the one thing you can affect. Do you want to do the work? Do you want to go on the ball and try and be creative? That's the questions that are going to be asked him. So he can control that. But with the pressure that comes at Rangers, that's ultimately the challenge.
Well, thank you to James. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for on the phones tonight. Let's take a slight look at some of those Premier Sports Cup results, because wins for St Mirren, Motherwell, Hearts as well. Managers will be happy. Early stages of the competition, just getting those wins and getting their team ticking along.
Yeah, of course, because there can always be, and we have seen over the years, potential banana skins. So listen, getting wins and getting confidence and getting minutes in the players' legs, but most importantly, keeping the squad injury free is the most important thing.
And a good win for East Kilbride as well. Got to mention that
as
well.
4-2
win. Great win. Sorry, great win for East Kilbride over Raith Rovers. And of course for Mark Wilson's Partick Thistle as well.
Yep.
Two wins and two. A goal for Tony Watt as well, the new signing. We'll see how Mark continues to get on in the Premier Sports Cup group stages. But that is all we've got time for tonight. Thank you for listening in, joining us on the live stream as well, your calls, getting involved in social media. Thank you to Scott Allen in the studio. I'll be back tomorrow night. It will be Gordon Dalziel in that seat over there, and it's Callum Gallagher who's up next.